Hey, what's up, everybody? Just wanted to drop in, and we got a new show, man. We got a new show. We've heard you guys out there. We had a couple of people comment on Facebook saying that they want us to continue to talk about movies and that we should movies and shows, and that we should look to do that. So, we're here to announce that we are going to actually do that. We're partnering up with Nick from the No Disrespect Podcast. What's up, bro?
What's up? What's up?
Y'all also know him from Dead End Sports as well, too.
Yeah, I'm all over the place now.
Yeah, so he pitched his idea to us a couple of months ago, and then he was up here a few weeks ago, and he brought it up, and he and Mike got together, worked out, you know, the details, and we're close and ready to launch. So we just want to start with the introduction, you know, about our taste, and what we're looking forward to in 2019, and, you know, go from there. We're going to start with Modest Media. All right, man. So, tasting movies, man. Like, what's your thing?
It's weird, man. Like, it's kind of like a fun fact about me, and I like romantic comedies.
Whoa.
I really like romantic comedies. You see what I'm saying? Whoa, yeah, I like romantic. Yeah, no one never guessed
rom-coms?
That, man.
Rom-coms?
Like legit, like black romantic com- or just
any
like-
white, well, it don't matter. I love white romantic. Like yeah. those are the main ones, actually, yeah.
Well, I didn't know if he was, like, trying to stick, like, pro-black and all
well,
in that
black
angle.
Black people don't really have romantic comedies. Our shit is always
exactly.
depressing.
Exactly.
Somebody yeah. die or somebody get yeah. left.
Tyler Perry. Yeah.
Tyler Perry-ass.
Right.
Best Man? That was a good one.
Who was it?
Best Man?
Best Man with,
Tay Diggs, Marsh Chestnut.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. Nia Long. You know, yeah. The Wood and stuff like that. Yeah. I guess that's like a romantic.
Love Jones? Is that
it
one?
Had a love
yeah,
interest in it.
Well, I wouldn't say comedy.
Yeah.
I would
yeah.
say.
But, yeah. Yeah, man, it's just one of those things that I always find myself enjoying.
Like The Wedding Date? Isn't that one?
Yeah, like shit like that. Real corny shit.
Yeah.
Now, the film side of me, obviously, you know, I like. Thought-provoking, you know, introspective, you know, plot twist and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I love those type of movies like Crash and stuff like that. But I always can watch a romantic comedy. Like, it don't matter what mood I'm in. I can always watch a romantic comedy. I don't really watch horror films like that anymore. I watched it a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know. Just when I got old, it just wasn't sitting on my spirit right. Y'all know how I say that. you know, but I've been finding myself easing back into it, especially with the Jordan Peele stuff. And what was the last one I watched? I watched
A Quiet Place.
You and Mike
I watched
were
A Quiet
about
Place. Yeah, yeah. So it's
Witches
like
or something.
It's like I watched the soft ones. Like it's not really like gory or anything like that. But yeah, A Quiet Place. What's another one that came out? It was another one that came out that I watched.
Damn the Nun?
Was I didn't the watch Nun? The Nun.
Or Hereditary?
I didn't watch that one either.
That.
I didn't watch that
yeah,
either.
Yeah, he ain't watching that one.
That's going to fuck him up.
But yeah. My point is that I find myself easing back into it
yeah.
a little bit. I don't think I would be hardcore horror, but I am easing back into like kind of like more like thriller, I guess I can say. It's more like I watch more thriller films than horror films or whatever. Yeah, so yeah, that's really my taste. I can watch anything, you know, because I watch it from a different perspective. I watch the directing, the writing, the acting, cinematography, obviously, and just overall story. I watch it from a deeper place. If you ever watch a movie with me, I'm going to be talking about camera angles. I'm going to be talking about, like, my wife, like, she talks about it now because she's like, oh, man, I love that cut that they did right there. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a dope cut. So I'm always watching movies from that perspective. Mm-hmm. So I think I can bring an interesting perspective to this show.
Next. Who's next?
B.
Okay. So I guess I have such a generic answer, but I don't really have, like, I think a favorite type of genre of movies. I've always just watched them all. Like, horror movies. I love horror movies. If I can find a good action movie, some good comedy. I mean, I guess it just depends on what mood I'm in. Like, if I feel like laughing, I'm gonna watch some comedy. It really just depends on my mood. So I really don't have, like, how Rod said, what he said, romantic comedies. I don't have, like, a favorite, like, just, oh, these are, like, movies. I don't know if that's weird or not, but
I would have never guessed that.
You would never.
You don't have
what?
A go-to, like a go-to.
Right.
Like,
I would, in a romantic comedy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I really don't have a go-to. Like as I'm thinking about, like when Rob was answering this question, like I don't have a like a go-to just genre of movies that I like to watch. Yeah.
Interesting.
Like I know. Yeah. Like I've never thought about it. I just watch whatever is good. Like if it's good. You know, I just have different moods. It's just like sometimes I might be in the mood to watch something that has great acting. And sometimes I want to watch just some regular hood shit, janky promoters or some shit like that. Like, I mean, it just depends on what mood I'm in, man. Like, I don't have like a taste when it comes to like movies. Like, long as it's good, you know, if it keeps my attention, you know, whatever, you know, I'm fine. Movies that I'm looking forward to this year, of course, Us. Interested, even though I've always dog out remakes, I always get mad at Hollywood making remakes, but I am kind of interested to see how they're going to do this Pet Cemetery that's dropping.
Oh,
this year.
I think they're
going to try to follow the book a little more. I don't know if y'all have read the Stephen King.
Well,
book.
Let me do it this way. Let me get to that. Let's just okay. Go around the table. Yeah.
Okay.
So Nick, so what about you, man? What's your movie taste?
As far as go-to action and comedy is that's it for me. Growing up, like as I'm getting older, thrillers and more dramatic roles, I'm starting to gravitate towards. But yeah, definitely action and comedy. Like I was just watching Anchorman the other day. Like stuff like that.
Anchorman.
Like, yeah, that to me that's.
Oh yeah, the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, not the second.
I don't know about
one.
That
yeah,
second one.
The
yeah,
first
yeah,
one is
I've
like.
I've never seen that.
You never seen Anchorman?
Me either.
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest movies. Yeah, it's one of the funniest movies ever. But yeah, those are the movies that I like. But I can really, like B said, I could watch anything good. But I definitely like looking forward to like the superhero because I grew up reading comics and all that stuff too. So to see this actually play out the way it is, it's like it's great.
Yeah, Mike.
What type of movies do I like?
Yeah,
I think everyone probably can guess, but I mean, I mostly watch horror movies. It doesn't matter if it's this era, if it's last era, if it looks whack, whatever, I'll just watch it. Especially if I'm at home. I'm not going to go to the theater to see some bullshit that I know is going to be some bullshit. Mm-hmm. But if I'm at home and I just want to watch something brainless, I'll throw on a horror movie. I'm not like Rod where I'm going to look and be like, well, it was filmed really well and it was cut really well. I just want to see somebody get fucked up. Yep. If somebody's getting their arm chopped off, if somebody's getting a knife in the neck, I'm going to watch it.
What's that one you put me up on that's on Netflix with the clown?
Terrifier.
Yes!
That's one of the best horror movies that I've seen in years, mainly because it's mindless. You don't have to really think about it, and it has great kills. And that's
awesome.
Really all I want with a horror movie. Now, I also like psychological horror movies like, you know, The Witch or Hereditary. I really enjoy those. Art films, I'm really, really into art films, like movies that people will walk away and be like, oh, what the fuck just happened? That shit was ridiculous. I enjoy that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. So that might be kind of where, because I know Rod used to be into movies more like that, but I think he's kind of moved away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's where I'll be able to step in and be like, all right, yeah, I fucked with that. You know, that's my thing. I don't watch rom-coms unless I'm with somebody that wants to watch one. Mm-hmm. I don't watch comedies because I typically don't find them funny.
Mm.
I'm not a big action movie fan, you know, like somebody recommended Upgrade, told me it was a horror movie. I watched it and I was like, this is some fucking bullshit. It's some fucking Jason Statham ass nonsense. It's just not my thing. I don't need to see somebody karate kicking somebody and breaking their arm and being like, you know, that's not my thing.
Mm. Wow, man. For me, I guess my go-to would be sci-fi. Mm. Sci-fi. And much like you, it don't even have to be good. I would spend my whole day on Saturdays with the Sci-Fi Channel on watching those horrible sci-fi movies.
Like Sharknado?
That's Sharknado.
I still haven't seen any of those.
I've seen them all. And I just...
They got like
just,
five of them, don't they?
Man, yeah, all of them. So, BDF, like, because sci-fi don't have good movies, but it's something good to pass off the time. And I get it from my dad. My dad's a sci-fi guy, so he would spend all of his day sitting around watching sci-fi movies and stuff like that. So... it passed down from him, and I think the second one, my favorite, would be horror movies. And you know, I would just sit there and just, you know, just look. I look for, because you know, at this point, most of everything has been done. So yeah, you just go through Netflix and try to find something as you know, that I haven't seen before. Like I watched Have you seen? And this is, I don't know if it necessarily count as a horror movie, but The Train from Busan or something like that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies.
Man, Mike put me
up. It's incredible.
On yeah,
I just one day I think we were supposed to go to Macon, me and my family, and I just put it on, And I was like, we cannot leave until I finish watching this movie. Mm-hmm. And that movie was fantastic.
Yes, mm-hmm.
I just randomly put it on.
It?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So,
downloaded that one. It's basically a Japanese, it might be Korean. It's Asian. It's an Asian zombie film.
Oh, okay.
Zombie films are my number one of everything. Number one.
There's actually one coming out on Netflix called Kingdom. I think it's like an Asian zombie series, like a TV series. I just saw the trailer like a couple weeks ago. Like I was like, wow. Like I didn't, because it's weird. It's like mixed with, it's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with zombies. That's what it looked like.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
They've tried that before, and that's not really my thing either.
Yeah.
I don't need to see kung fu on zombies. Like a whole bunch of Jesus from Walking Dead just drop kicking zombies. I'm good.
So yeah. I think we all like something different.
Yeah,
so
we all
love the definitely place. Gonna mm-hmm. be, you know, some interesting takes on movies. So. Oscar predictions. Let's go to that next, and I don't have the list up.
Well, the nominations haven't gone out just yet.
Oh, okay.
But like the Golden Globes just ended, and usually those are like a predictor for
how the Oscars
plays out. Because usually every award show they nominate the same people for the same roles anyway. So if you see a bunch of nominations for this specific role or this specific movie, mm-hmm. it's most likely going to trickle down to the Oscars. I think right now the best picture category is looking like probably Black Panther, A Star Is Born. What else is there? I think maybe The Favorite. If you look up Google the Golden Globe nominees, winners, those are the ones that you could just rattle off, and like most likely those are the ones that's going to be picked up.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Oscars, man, is that I really don't get caught up in all of that. I mean, I sort of understand the importance behind them, you know, but
I mean, nowadays award shows aren't what they used to be as far as the veil has been revealed, as far as it's just actors giving other actors awards, and most likely it's just a popularity contest about who people like this year and who feels like they, you know, got snubbed last year, they need award this year. Basically just like how Denzel got his Oscar, and how Leonardo just got his first Oscar as a lead actor for Revenant, even though he's been in a bunch of great movies. But it's always interesting to debate about who's going to win. I think If Beale Street Could Talk is going to be possibly nominated for Best Picture as well. Like, I've heard a lot of great things about it.
Regina King won Best Supporting Actress mm-hmm. on Golden Globe for that.
Yeah, Regina King, she's going to probably be nominated for Supporting Actress for an Oscar. I think Vice might be nominated for Best Picture.
We took my dad to go see that when we was in.
Is it good?
It was better than I thought it was going to be, actually. It was pretty good. Yeah. Because, I mean, he wanted to see it, so I was just like, oh, yeah, okay, it's for your birthday. Let's go check it out. So,
I'm looking at this list.
And I was like, man.
I've seen Black Klansman, which I didn't love. I haven't seen If Beale Street Could Talk, but I've seen Star Is Born, which I thought was great. I saw Crazy Rich Asians, and I was like, bruh.
I saw it during the Christmas holiday. It was cool.
Y'all can have that.
It was their Black Panther, you know.
I mean, and that's kind of what I figured, and that's why I won't like dog on it.
Yeah,
but I get it. It was like the Asian folks' version of what white people have been making for years.
It's what Rob would like. Yeah, Rob this is probably in his top five.
I bet he loved. Yeah, you're right. He probably loved
that. My wife loved it. She went and saw it. I was like, nah, you good.
I fell asleep so many times. I was like, what the fuck is this?
He said, I'm good, love, enjoy.
Yeah. But she said it was good. She enjoyed it. She liked those sort of movies too.
Yeah.
But it was definitely their version of that, because I saw it was a podcast that they need more of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
A controversial one might be Green Book. Because there's a lot of stuff that's been coming out about that film. And,
that they basically lied?
But nobody's letting that stop all the hype train as far as award season. Yeah,
right.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard white people love it. But I don't know anything about it, really.
I know it's the story. It's just an updated version. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to drive you to Miss Davey.
Except it's reversed.
Because
he's a musician. The black dude is
the star.
The black dude's in the back seat, white dude's in the front.
Yeah, so, but.
Whatever.
But yeah, what's A Star Is Born? What is that?
That was with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, where it looks like it's going to be some straight up A1 doo doo. But I thought it was really
good. Everybody, like, that's probably like the surprise film of the year of 2018.
It's a remake of a remake, and the original, not many people have seen, but it was like Kris Kristofferson. And I forget who the woman was.
Was Barbara Streisand?
Maybe it was Barbara Streisand. Yeah, Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. And it's basically about, you know, a country star, you know, or not, maybe not a country star. I think in this version, he's not really a country star. He's just a musical star. And he finds this woman at a bar, and then he propels her to be this, basically a pop star. Mm-hmm. And then it's just all of the issues that come with that. I can't really give any more away without you going to see it. But it's legit.
The cover looks very uninteresting.
Yeah, and the trailer, like I went and saw it with a friend of mine. She was just all excited. And she's like, well, if I pay, will you go? And I was like, fine. I have no desire to see this shit. And I walked away being like, wow.
The trailer looks like trash. It looks real corny. I keep hearing the music is good. The acting's really done well.
Yeah. And the story moves properly. Mm. There are holes, of course. But the story moves in a way that I think a lot of people that look at the music industry, I think we would understand. Like the certain sacrifices that people make, the certain moves that people make. I think when you're criticizing the music industry, you're like, wow, I fucking understand that. And it's good that people are putting that story out there to see why people make certain decisions. Mm. I don't know if anybody's really looking, or many people are looking at it that deep, but I think they should. I think that they're putting out messages that a lot of people really need to process. But it's a good movie.
Mm. I'll Netflix it.
Speaking of Netflix, there's another one that's possibly Best Picture is Roma. Which
I haven't
is
seen that.
What is that?
It's a foreign film. Mm-hmm. It's about Hispanic maid and that lifestyle as far as taking care of this family. Mm-hmm. The director is based on his actual nanny that he grew up with. So it's kind of, and the way it's shot, I've heard the cinematography is really, really great. So a lot of people have been talking about it. It's all like, it's like Narcos style, was mostly subtext. Like you have to just read
subtitles
and all that. But I keep hearing
watch Narcos, so that wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, so I keep hearing
it's
good.
Long, that's why. Isn't it like three? Oh, I'm thinking something else. Wait, is it?
I think
like
it is long,
hours long.
Yeah, I think it is long. But I haven't watched it yet. But everybody keeps talking about that, and I think the other one that I'm possibly is Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
Queen.
Yeah, it's about that. But I heard the whole movie's terrible except for the guy who plays the main,
Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, yeah.
I know a lot of people were hella mad. I haven't seen it. I like Queen, but I don't care to see a movie like that. But I know a lot of people were pissed off because from what I'm hearing, they kind of ignored the whole fact that he was gay and he was like a proponent for, you know, he was like one of the, not spokespeople for AIDS, but, you know, he was one of the first big names. I haven't seen it, but like you were saying that, Crazy Rich Asians is there, Black Panther. I think the LGBT community, and as well as the people that are fighting for AIDS research, I think they were kind of looking for this movie to be something that would make people pay attention to those issues. Mm-hmm. And from what I'm hearing, I haven't seen it, I'm hearing is they left that shit out a lot.
Yeah, they
missed the mark big time.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I've heard they alluded to some, like him being like possibly bisexual, but they never like flat out say this is what he was doing and, you know, all that other stuff.
He was very open about his sexuality. Like he's one of the first like really popular musicians that was just like, yes, I'm openly attracted to men. And for them to leave that out, it just seems really weird.
That's part of his story.
Yeah.
You know? You think about, well, you know, I don't know. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Like, especially in today's
I think it's more about, like, mass appeal. Because at the end of the day, these movies got to, like, with a budget like how they have it, and it being the brand of Queen, it's like, we got to, it's just like anything. Like, you need to, the number one thing is, like, we got to make what we spent on it back. And then on top of that, if anything more profit, that's great. But we need to make what we spent on it back. Mm-hmm. So if you add, you know, people, you know, feel some type of way about homosexuality in the LGBTQ community, and they probably don't even want to think about it when they listen to Queen records. They just want to listen to great songs.
Because at the end of the day, it's still one best motion picture drama.
Yeah, people were surprised by that because like what Mike was saying, the talk about it was it wasn't really that great. So
could be the loud minority, right?
It could be, yeah.
You know, and that's why it was just a blip and didn't affect the movie itself. And maybe the people that made, you know, that decided on these films just graded it on that alone. Is it a good movie? Does it tell a good story? Mm-hmm. You know, and just left out everything else that came along with it. So So yeah, so it'll be interesting. So yeah, we'll definitely be paying attention to that and seeing how it all goes down. I think, you know, what another interesting thing, because you was talking about Roma, is that another weird thing, like I like to go on Netflix and look at all those foreign films. I can't understand a damn thing they're saying, but I would sit there and just watch it like it's just regular, like, yeah, it's a regular ass movie. But I love it, man, because I love to get like a peek into, like, you know, the what's on the other side of the world, mm-hmm, and how, you know, they make their movies, mm-hmm, and sometimes seeing that, oh, y'all have some of the same issues or that y'all dealing with something different that's here. So yeah, so that's pretty cool. So moving on, man, movies for 2019, like what are we looking forward to? What are y'all looking forward to?
I don't think I've been paying attention to what's coming out. Mm-hmm. But I want to say there was, what is
Jordan Peele.
Oh yeah. I am looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to enjoying it initially, cause I didn't enjoy,
Get Out
initially. So I don't think I'm going to enjoy it initially, but I think, mm-hmm, now that I know that, you know, it's a lot deeper, mm-hmm, I may go into it with a different perspective now. Because when I saw the trailer, I was excited. I was like, oh, shit, I'm excited to see this. Mm-hmm. You know, whatnot. So, yeah, I am anticipating seeing that. Oh, man. Other thing, I think, other than Marvel, I can't really think. Like you know, Captain Marvel, Spider-Man, Endgame. I'm always looking forward to those movies. Because it's like a continuation.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. That's the main thing.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, like I said earlier, Pet Sematary, the remake.
I actually do want to see that.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, Pet Sematary remake, John Wick 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
man, I love John Wick, man.
That second one?
That's dropping. Man. Did you see the trailer for the new one?
I haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
You should.
I don't like watching trailers anymore. Well, I know they give the whole movies away.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, John Wick, it is what it is. This is an action one. He's just going to be killing a bunch of motherfuckers.
I want to see the kills when they happen. I don't want to know, okay, he's about to.
I don't think he killed anybody in the trailer.
This trailer they showed. No,
all right, I'll watch it then.
And of course, the Marvel movies. You know, I'm going to still check those out. I'm trying to think if there's anything like scary, something else scary that's coming out. Mm. Or like anything action wise.
Well, I heard, what is it? Happy Death Day 2 is coming
to you.
Did you guys watch the first one?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
Yeah, it was.
It's fun.
It was, I see. I thought so it was like, I'm wondering, like, how they, this is crazy how they're going to keep this going in this second movie.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
It seems very easy how they're going to keep this going. I mean, the thing about that franchise, because it's going to be a franchise, is it's definitely throwing back to the classic horror films where they don't have to make any sense. They're campy, they're silly.
Like the 80s.
You know. Oh, yeah, like the old 80s. Sleepaway Camp. Movies like that where it's just like you watch them.
You ever watch
You're not really thinking about the plot and how it doesn't make any sense. You're not. All you're looking for is entertaining and killing.
You never seen Sleepaway Camp?
Nah.
Fuck, man.
Nah, I guess I gotta watch it.
The first one had, I remember back then, the first one was like, for the ending, it was like,
it was
so
very
big.
Shocking.
It was very shocking for the ending.
Of course, nowadays that shit would not fly.
But like, you got to think when you watch, especially the first one. When you watch the first one and how it ends, you think this movie came out like in 84, 83. Mm-hmm. So you'd be like, okay, yeah, I can see why this was like a huge deal, because I think it's like listed as like one of the top 10 like favorite endings of horror movies.
It's most shocking.
Yeah, most shocking endings. Yeah,
because it's factually, I can't think of anyone, unless you're just lying.
Right.
You don't expect this.
You
ending.
Do not expect.
And that's why,
care,
if you haven't seen it yet, then go see it without reading anything. Maybe we should just stop talking about it. Just go see it.
Okay.
Because y'all give him great promo for this.
It's a standard slasher.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's nothing creative about the slasher part.
Right.
It's just this movie took a very big chance with the ending.
They did.
That's all.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but it's still a good movie.
And mind you, it's early 80s, so don't expect nothing.
No. Yeah, I mean, I can put it in the contest because I grew up in the 80s.
Right, so. That's what I'm saying.
So it's easy to understand that.
Oh,
so.
Man.
But yeah, there's a lot here, man. Like, I didn't know all of these were expected to come out.
2019 is going to be a great year for film.
That's crazy.
The only thing that I can think of that,
of
I mean,
aside. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
You already did your list twice. Us, of course. I really want to see Us. There's a movie called Climax. I don't know if it's on there or not, but there's a movie called Climax, which is a Gaspar Noé film. Gaspar Noé is one of my favorite directors. I was talking to Nick about this. Like, he's mainly known for Black folks, because he did a movie called Enter the Void, which Kanye talked about a lot. And he he said inspired one of his music videos, and I still cannot remember which one it was, and I didn't look it up. I think it's All the Lights. I think that's the one that he said was inspired by Gaspar Noé's Into the Void. But he's a really fucking weird director. But I'm really looking forward to this movie. Even though I'm apprehensive, I am looking forward to the new Star Wars. I have very low expectations after how much I despised The Last Jedi.
Really? You're one of those?
I think Last Jedi was garbage.
Wow.
I thought it was garbage when I first saw it. The second viewing, I was like, okay. I expected the garbagey parts of the movie, so I was like, all right, well, whatever. It's not that bad. Then I saw it a third time, and I was like, it's worse than the first.
I remember Mike texted me. He was like, you saw it? I was like, yeah.
It's trash.
I was going to say that's one of my anticipated, like, how do they follow up, especially with this being the last part of the trilogy.
The thing is with Star Wars, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm going to go see it, regardless. Right. It doesn't matter how many times they disappoint me. I'm going to go see it.
With the whole brand or just the main storyline?
Any of it. I'm going to watch it. Just because I grew up on Star Wars. It's one of my favorite franchises. I love Star Wars. I thought that they took a chance with Last Jedi, and it fucking failed. It was a turd. I'm interested to see how J.J. Abrams fixes the fuck up that Rian Johnson
did. Do you think they got they begged J.J. to come back because of what Rian did?
J.J. Abrams was involved to an extent with The Last Jedi. He didn't write the story. He didn't direct it. Right. But he was in the background. Mm. You know, and I think that what happened with and this is going to be quick. What happened with The Last Jedi is I think that they had a plan. Meaning Rian Johnson and maybe Kathleen Kennedy. I think they had a plan. And I think Rian Johnson, being the fucking asshole hipster that he is, was just like, oh, you guys were expecting all of these things to happen, so I'm going to do the opposite just to piss people off. Because he's a fucking jackass. He knows that people wanted to see Luke Skywalker fuck people up. He knows people wanted to see who Rey's parents were. Mm-hmm. And he knew that people wanted to see who Snoke was. Mm-hmm. He killed those three things on purpose. Because I think he wanted shock value. He wanted people to walk away being like, damn, my mind is blown. Right. Instead, you're talking about the Star Wars universe. We're okay with you stepping out of certain boxes, but we still want the lore to make sense. We want the lore to kind of connect. I don't need answers for everything, but you fucking
But don't ruined. Take all the answers
Yeah, don't take
away.
All of it away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Last Jedi revealed zero. Last Jedi, you don't walk away being like, I have a new perspective on shit. You don't. Rian Johnson, to me, he didn't ruin the franchise like people say, but I think he definitely put a dent in it with that movie. It's the first one that's come out where it's been that polarizing.
Yeah, yeah.
So for this next movie, the reason I'm so interested is because there's so much pressure for them to fix it. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see what he does with that.
Damn. What about you, Nick?
I'm interested in seeing Captain Marvel.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
just
gonna be whack.
Just,
it looks
well.
Whack.
That's the reason why I say like this could be Marvel's
first DC movie.
Will possibly fail, even though it's gonna sell because like the box office is already projected to do like probably 160 the first weekend,
and it might be the connecting to.
Well, and I think that's the whole point because for me, when Black Panther came out, there wasn't really. Nobody really cared about it connecting. They just wanted to see the film. Mm-hmm. With this film, the emphasis is connecting, which makes me think like, well, why are they doing? And then they dropped Endgame during like I think they dropped the trailer for Endgame too early because like Captain Marvel still hasn't even come out. Like you still got to get people to buy that. Like you already got that's already a proven commodity that we're gonna go see that. Like what about this film? I just think that they might have bit off more than they could chew, but I'm gonna go in there with low expectations. So hopefully it's better than what it is. I mean, I'm still a kid, so I'm still interested in seeing Toy Story 4, like how they gonna follow up the third one with that, because the third one was really good. As far as franchises, reboots, I'm interested in seeing the Men in Black, and I think. Jordan Peele, I'm interested in seeing that too. I'm all over the place, but for those are the ones that I'm going to mention right now.
Did it, the Toy Story 3, that was the one with the conveyor belt.
That was the one where, like, they was all holding hands.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that fucked me up. I was like, oh, shit, nigga, I did. Oh, no.
I was like, they going dark for Disney.
Yeah, man.
I haven't seen any of those movies. I know they're supposed to be really good. But
they actually are.
I'm going to watch them.
I was actually surprised.
Yeah, I've never watched none of the Toy Stories.
How much I enjoy
I feel like Pixar has gotten a lot better as far as connecting, like, serious or, like, relevant stuff going on in the world and, like, trying to dumb it down for a child to understand. Because, like, I like Zootopia, Moana. Like, those films, like... there's a really good message in that. So I'm interested in seeing what they do with that with Toy Story 4.
Yeah, just looking at this list, because, you know, there's some that they revealed last year. I think Shazam is going to be absolutely garbage.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, I thought that was going to be like a part of the DC app thing where there was just one of their properties.
Ugh.
But nah, they're actually making that a film.
But what I didn't know, and maybe I need to click on it to see, if is this really the Dark Phoenix? Like,
Oh yeah!
Yeah,
I thought they were getting. Mm-hmm. I thought they were scrapping the whole.
And I'm worried.
Plot. I think it's done. I think, right?
Yeah, it got done before the deal got done. But
which deal?
Like the Disney MCU? Buying out Fox and like, yeah. So I think because they were already working on a bunch of things before that deal got done. But now that it's done, I'm thinking that is Disney going to be like how they are with the Netflix shows, like scrapping everything and then trying to rebuild it?
Because I think there's already a release date. I'm not sure if there's a trailer or not, but I'm pretty sure there's already a trailer. Is there a trailer?
Yeah.
I want to say, I've seen.
Oh, yeah, there is a trailer.
No, I'm surprised that it actually is coming. I'm surprised it's coming out because I think that Disney's going to reboot the whole franchise like in the next couple of years.
See, I thought that was their plan with Days of Future Past. That would have been a perfect time for them to start over.
Yeah.
And then they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But that was before Disney bought them out. Because that was still Fox doing, you know, doing their own thing, like with Deadpool and stuff. So since Disney bought them, everybody's wondering, like, what is the new, like, how are they going to fit in the MCU? Do they even go to the MCU? Like, even with the New Mutants, that was supposed to come out already. They had a trailer for it. It's supposed to be, like, the horror film version of
X-Men. Yeah, I did know about that. Yeah.
But they haven't, that's, like, in limbo right now.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Like, with my thing with X-Men at this point is I'm not trying to see shit without Wolverine. I'm just not. Everyone, look, 90% of people that you ask, who's your favorite X-Men? Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine is no more. So them trying to carry this on without him, I'm just not
You know what I think is going to happen? I think
they're going to create him again.
Well, I think they're going to just try to recast him as a younger Wolverine.
They have to.
Some people possibly said, like, a theory is, like, the end of Avengers Endgame might be a Wolverine reveal, or, like, he might be, like, the new Wolverine, or maybe Hugh Jackman might come back.
Hugh Jackman? I mean, he wasn't playing.
Hugh Jackman.
He's done.
Yeah, he's done.
He said he is done with Wolverine.
When he made Logan, he said that was it.
Yeah. I mean, I love Logan was one of, to me, that should have been nominated for Best Picture Oscar, because, like, that was a phenomenal story.
The acting was great. Yes. The story was great. It actually touched you as opposed to just being violent.
And it was a great, like, conclusion for his storyline, like,
because
you wanted more, like, you wanted to see, like, this continue, especially with if you read the comics about X-23. So I'm interested to see how the X-Men properties move forward.
We'll see.
I'll watch it without Wolverine because I'm a big X-Men fan.
Yeah, so. I like X-Men in general, but not having Wolverine, there has to be something.
Everyone loves Wolverine.
There has to be something. It's like Iron Man not in the Avengers. Like, he's a big draw with that.
Because it's like, you know, when Wolverine shows up, it's about to get real.
It's about to get real. Yep.
And my problem with Apocalypse was that movie was terrible, regardless of Wolverine or not. But I'm just like, man, see, Wolverine would have done this.
Well, the best scene
Wolverine would have done that.
The best scene in Apocalypse, wasn't it Wolverine in there?
Yeah, for like a hot second.
He was in that little cage thing.
And that was the only part that people would be like, oh shit. That part with Weapon X, when he jumped out butt naked and was running out. That shit was tight.
That's probably why I was okay with X-Men Apocalypse.
Because of that. That scene was the best scene.
That may be the one thing that I was like, man, that Wolverine scene.
But you know what made me hate that movie? Because I don't think, and we should probably wrap this up soon, but I'm just saying, I keep saying it'll be really quick, but look, the problem with X-Men, which doesn't really coincide with a lot of the other Marvel movies, is X-Men has a very large continuity problem.
True.
Every single film, they'll just throw out some shit and hope it sticks, and it won't match the previous film.
Sure won't.
When Cyclops first meets Wolverine in the first X-Men, he don't know who the fuck he is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in fucking Apocalypse, you got Cyclops right there, and he sees Wolverine.
Right.
So how y'all just gonna leave the shit out? It's just like this is different, really, but it's just like when fucking Obi-Wan first meets R2, and he's just like, I don't remember having a droid. Bitch, you had a droid for the first fucking three films.
Yeah.
It's like these continuity problems. I know that some of them can happen by mistake. I just can't fathom that anybody that was in the room didn't say, well, hey, guys, that doesn't really follow what's already happened.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've always struggled with. Like, it don't make sense. Like, all the source material is right there.
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
Just make Cyclops not be able to see. Or maybe did he? Wait, actually, now I'm thinking it out loud. Didn't Cyclops have to have his eyes closed because if he opened them, he would shoot? Maybe, right. he had his eyes closed. Maybe he didn't technically see him.
I agree. That is a great, valuable point as far as
I have to go back and watch
specifically it. With the X-Men franchise, because I also think it's just more of like you don't know who's going to stay on. To like they don't have a Kevin Feige who is like laying out everything. Yeah. It's just more of like we're going movie to movie. Yep. So there's a new director, there's a new producer. So they might be like, you know what? Forget what the last movie was about. We're going to do this.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's the problem.
Yes. Well, some other interesting titles on here. Hellboy. I don't know why people are excited about that.
I didn't care about the other movies.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I think that was Soulja Boy.
It does look like him anyway. If you just glance at it. Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know what that's about.
Atelier, is it live action?
Is it Atelier the Battle Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested in seeing that.
That might
too.
Be cool. The new Terminator. That they're bringing
what's
Arnold
with that?
Back again.
Oh, and, I think I may have saw
and
that.
And original Sarah Connor. What's her name? That played?
Linda Blair.
Yeah, she's in.
Not Linda Blair. That's Exorcist. What's her name?
Linda something. Blair? It's Linda something.
How do they?
It's Linda something.
How do they explain?
She's playing in it too.
How do they explain the fact that he is an old robot? I don't say like it doesn't
they're
make
not
sense.
Going to.
Like what?
Did
robot
you see Genesis?
Has, what robot has gray hair? Like it does. It makes no sense.
Like they pretty much scrapped the entire original story with Genesis. Like they did. You, if y'all ever watched, because
isn't
Genesis.
It? Don't they just go from Terminator 2 to Genesis? Like, isn't that supposed to be the story?
I didn't see Genesis. I didn't see a couple.
Okay,
of
so you a huge fan of the Terminator films, right?
The first three.
Yeah. So
I quit after that.
You like the third one?
Terminator 3 was not cool. With the chick?
Yeah. That one was cool. Yeah,
that was
Rise of Machines. Rise of Machines.
Yeah.
If you see Genesis, you're going to.
I'm not going to then.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed. Because, like I said, they pretty much.
At some point, you get to a point where you just stop watching.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Terminator turned into.
Yep.
It's Linda Hamilton, by the way.
Okay, so she's playing in this one. So I don't know what they're going to do.
And the last two that I have, I didn't know they were making a It Chapter 2.
Well, yeah, they made it.
Did I?
Yeah, they said at the end of Chapter 1.
Yeah.
You knew that.
Oh,
or you maybe forgot.
Remember the film? Yeah, like the original one?
There was kids, and now they grown up. Yeah. So, yeah, this is going to be the grown up one.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one was so bad, I don't even care about the second
shout
one.
Shout out to Chosen, though. I know him.
Oh, you didn't like the new It?
I fucking hated it, dude.
He did.
I fucking hated it.
I fucked with it.
It was Stranger Things.
I can see
it was
that.
Stranger Things.
It was rated R Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's it. I like the kill. I like when he fucking chopped that little punk ass boy's leg off or some shit. That shit was tight. Other than that, I was just like, her arm, whatever he cut off.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Georgie.
Here we go. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Georgie. Keep that same energy. And it didn't. Yeah. It didn't.
The most surprising one on here that I didn't know anything about was Joker.
Me either. I was just looking at that
too. Yeah, the Joaquin Phoenix one.
Oh, I did know about that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
They've been teasing that.
There's a trailer?
It's a teaser. It's like showing him in makeup. DC is
trying.
Wow.
I don't even know if it's trying. I just think it's just like throwing a bunch of spaghetti against the wall and
see
it would stick.
Because
like right now they just got Wonder Woman basically and Aquaman.
Mm.
And everything else like they're, because everybody loves the Joker and like obviously with Heath Ledger, his legendary performance and even just other people who play Joker, I think they're just going to keep on trying to, you know, squeeze out as much money they can from that.
Right.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode, but drop us a comment, man. Hit us up on Reddit, Discord, Twitter, Facebook, wherever, man. Let us know what movies y'all want us to talk about, what you guys are looking forward to, and just your overall thoughts about, you know, this new show. And, and that's it. So we're going to get out of here, and we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.